Good morning and welcome to Dante Blog's Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning, a great day, maybe a cup of coffee. And we are going to talk today about, we have two recommendations for podcast episodes, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about Dante's Paradiso and this opening of Canto 14. So the first episode we wanted to recommend is the latest one from Unlimited Opinions with Adam Bishop and still Mark Bishop. And they talk about in episode 3 here of season 7, the history of relativism. And it's a great season. I think it's going to be a short one. They're reading a book from Peter Kreeft about relativism. And it's just 11 chapters. But it's a great... it sounds like a really great book text topic to engage in, because it's very kind of, it's practical, and it just lays out the problems with relativism, and it's contrasted with absolutism, which then it's helpful to underline that absolutism doesn't mean that things are binary and you're always right, but it just means that some things are eternal, like some of the transcendent truths are objective and eternal. And other things are shifting. So, but it's fun when you listen to this season, that it just sheds a light on many things, how people who claim to be relativists are actually more absolutist, in that their view on most things are like not up for discussion in their heads. It's just completely, this is my view, this is true, you have to think like this, but we're open, tolerant, and and every opinion is relative, except mine, of course. So it's a fun season, and especially this episode this week was just one of the most funny ones, when they go into their deconstructed peanut butter. It's just great to, as they talk about, to use humor, but then also that... It's almost cathartic to just be able to laugh at all the silliness and all the incoherent contradictions in the public life the last 10, 15 years, especially. But things are changing. It's been kind of a straying or wearing off into cuckoo land with especially the internet, but even more so the smartphones, and then this massive form of specialization of your content, and then creating this mass delusion and confusion and brainwash. But things are getting better, so that's partly why we can talk about it also, because we can talk about this in a positive way. So, but it was just a great little kind of thing they had there with the deconstructed peanut butter, which is really just sand. So it's just so they could have this box with peanut butter, and on the back is like, this is sand, do not eat it. It's just a way of showing like how many things are in public life at the moment. So again, highly recommended, and just for fun and for a bit of input. Okay, and the other episode is from Mark Andreessen and Ben Horowitz, and they are following up on their earlier 2-hour walkthrough of the education system, especially then in America, and like the university system, looking at it like they're two kind of heavyweights in Silicon Valley. They are billionaires, they are like venture capitalists, and they're used to analyzing industries and structures. So they just look at the university as a bundle of 12 main parts, but then learning is just one of 12 parts, actually, like accreditation is another one, and then several aspects of it. But then they just look at it like how bad has it become, and what do you need, and what are the potentials? And some of these things is interesting when they say that if an education... Well, one thing is that in some colleges now you have more administrators than you have students. So you can have... Every student can have more than one individual dedicated kind of person, mentor, reference point in the system, which is very absurd. But also that if it costs, for example, $60,000 a year, that's like, you can hire a pretty good person full time. You can give one person, a good tutor, $60,000 as a salary to teach you, or like your children, like full time every year, every day, the whole year. That's kind of what you can get from 60,000. And it's just an absurdity that as the technology to learn things, to teach things, have grown like exponentially, the cost of learning should go equally down, but it has gone up. So it's interesting how they just walk through it. Also, all the way back from the Greeks and the early universities, like in Italy, in France, like you have Bologna, you have Sorbonne in Paris. Like this, they grow out of the monasteries and then they become universities, and they're kind of training grounds for, like, for, you know, mystics and theologians. That's how it starts. And then it gradually evolves, and now it's become this thing for like 80% of the young ones or something. So it's completely different. And then, it's just like it's a kind of a business perspective on it, but it's very illuminating. So that is the Ben and Mark show, and the episode is called Fixing Higher Education and New Startup Opportunities. Okay, so that was the bit of a fresh input, fresh thoughts for today. And then we're going to switch gears quite dramatically over to Dante's Paradiso and Canto 14. We can just say one thing about, like, as Canto 13 is kind of sinking in, being digested, absorbed properly, it is just masterful in the way it's written. But also the substance of it, it really organizes, or it can really transform your own experience of your own thinking with the more spiritual and the more rational, and how all of this works together. So that is, again, highly recommended. And we're still at a kind of a lower, more calm pace here now in Canto 14, after these huge insights that we have gotten and this great nutrition, and also a new kind of overview and just the experience of it. So Canto 14 starts with, again, there's this water that is kind of rippling and flowing back and forth in a vase, as a, like the spiritual wisdom is kind of moving from the circle into the center, and now from Beatrice out again. So she was conveying a question from the pilgrim to these 24 souls, blessed souls, the two wheels, even before the pilgrim, not only has he not said it, but he has not even thought about it yet. But Beatrice can tell, like, he very soon he will have this question. So let's just move on and give him the answers. So as she has finished her question on behalf of the pilgrim, then you have the following in Italian. Come da più letizia pinti e tratti e la fiata quei che vanno a rota levan la voce e relegrano gli atti. So this is just going to be about, like, the joy they're having of a new question, and kind of the effect of having doubts, learning new insights and into the spiritual. So it says, with more happiness, Letizia, painted and drawn from joy, these who are moving in a circle, elevated their voices and happified their gestures, or kind of the way they are moving. So it's just like, it sets, they all went quiet, they stopped, and Thomas Aquinas stopped talking. And then she has a question, and now suddenly everything starts moving again. And then as watching a painting or a drawing, and it's just the joy, and they start moving, and the voices are coming up again, and there is new happiness in the way they are moving in their gestures. And then, così all'orazione pronta e devota, li santi cerchi mostrar nuova gioia nel torneare e nella mira nota. So, like this, like such, from the oration, like devoted and present, meaning then the question from Beatrice, the saints in the circle are showing new joy from returning, meaning to return to move and dance, and in a wonderful like almost like miraculous, but just like brilliant, glorious sound. Qual si lamenta perché qui si moia per vivere colassù non vide quive lo refrigerio dell'eterna ploia. So here is kind of the voice of Dante, the writer, in a sense. He says that the ones who are lamenting because they will pass away to live like up here in the heavens, like they are not seeing there the refreshment or just like the rewards of the eternal reign, meaning the eternal blessing, the eternal grace and joy in the heavens. Quel uno e due e tre che sempre vive e regna sempre in tre e due e uno, non circonscritto e tutto circunscrive. So here Dante is describing the divinity again. He says, the one and two and three, which is always living and reigning always in three and two and one, not circumscribed and everything circumscribing. So like the eternal divinity that is in one and two and three is then embedding the totality of everything. And it's also this, like, it's always living eternally. And Dante's also creating this pulsating movement, like from one, two, three, and then three, two, one, back again. In a way of saying one and the many, and how you can look into this, like we just did with the source of light, the overflowing light, and the interweaving love of it all. And then how you can also pack it together as just the unity. And the last verse here for today, and this says that three times was tre volte era cantato da ciascuno di quegli spiriti con tal melodia che ad ogni merto sarà giusto muno. So three times was sung of every one of these spirits, the 24 spirits around them in the two wheels, with such a melody that for only merit, kind of only high merit, would be the right or a fitting reward. Just meaning that this song is so wonderful that it is kind of a blessing and a reward on every true merit. So that's all for these five terses. It's just like the reaction from the souls around the pilgrim and Beatrice. And you could also think of this as it's just showing that, again, asking questions creates this spiritual vital re-energizing, and it creates a joy, a beauty, the sounds, the movements, and it lifts you further up. So it's this is a recurring thing with Dante, how also like curiosity, discernment, exploration is rewarded. Kind of, it has this manifold reaction of encouragement and rewards, and then with all this beauty here as well. So that's all for this one. So nothing much is really happening. It's just that the reaction from the souls. And then we're going to continue with and more what they are going to actually respond to this. So that's all we had for today. This was about 14 minutes. So just two episodes, highly recommended. And then a bit of Canto 14. So with that, hope you're still having a great morning, great day, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.